Hey, everybody. I mean, hey. I mean...
It's Spy vs. Spy Podcast, number 5.
So, Brian, I got a delicious dilemma.
I wish there was a joke, an 80s joke you make about number 5.
Number 5. Yeah, me too. Oh, crap.
Come on.
Sorry.
There you have it.
I know.
That's it.
It's our
That's
intern.
All we got.
We've got Snafu at the mixing board.
That's the best nickname I've ever heard for somebody.
Totally. So, oh, yeah.
And his favorite band is SNAFU.
Isn't that... They don't...
What?
Is that a band?
What? Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't listen to that.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Fugazi. That was the other one. Because isn't Snafu like, shit, now I fucked up? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, something like that. SNFU is a Canadian punk band.
Right. And then fucking... Fugazi is fucked up. Got zipped in.
What?
That's what Fugazi means.
You missed one. Yeah. Anyway.
Did I?
Got zip disc. You want to start a band called Zip Disc?
Oh yeah. Fuck a zip disc. No, but I want to start a website called Interklepto.
What would that be all about?
Toothpicks, files of shows and tapes.
Yeah. What the? Wow.
It'd just be a good dump hub for, you know, all your hub dumpage.
What about dump hub?
That's pretty good, too.
Hub dump.
No, I think it should just be like, it should be a site where everyone can just like...
Dub hump.
You can upload just like whatever's on your desktop. There's one click and it's just like, boom, there's... It just poots it all up for you. I'm
bossy. What is on your desktop right now? Why don't you read every icon on your desktop? I'm going to go get a copy.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking. I have a copy.
My Documents, Reaper, Left 4 Dead, Shows.
Hey, maybe you should give a quick plug to Reaper.
SpongeBob SquarePants Diner Dash.
No, come on.
What?
Do you want to talk about Reaper?
Yeah, Reaper's pretty good.
You like Reaper.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it so much. It's
the end.
It's a great recording program, yeah. Whatever you're using, it's not as good as
Reaper. Brought to you by Reaper.
It absolutely is now.
Literally brought to you by Reaper and Skype.
Mm-hmm.
This is something we've never thought of doing before.
Yeah, I want to thank the folks at Reaper, Skype, and V-Motion Golden.
I would like to thank Shure brand microphones. Brian
as well, yes.
Only uses Shure brand microphones.
That's the only
Shure
brand
SM58.
For the
it's the only one for me. It's the
I
official...
Use 57 because it's one better.
59?
Huh? No, 57.
57 is one better. It goes lower?
Microphones score like golf.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is the 57 the square top one? The Arsenio Hall haircut one?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. You want to trade?
What's? No, I'm good. Yours has probably smells.
No. I'm using my windscreen from my...
Yours has upper lip gunge all over it.
Yeah, you can't actually pull the cord out of it anymore. It's just fused. No. Man gristle.
So what is that one for? Why is it different?
It's for recording amps.
And the SM58 is more for vocal,
yeah.
The idea?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a kind of a multi-purpose one, right? It's a road mic for general purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
57's pretty durable. You can drop it off of shit and it'll still, you know, it's just got a little...
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
No, we had some of those in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I used them, but I never knew the actual difference between them.
I don't know what the actual difference is. I just know it's the industry standard.
So we like Shure brand mics, I also like Microsoft Windows XP. No, I don't care.
We both use the same operating system. That's pretty good.
Oh, man, I've reinstalled Windows so many times in the last
year. Just past little bit, even. It seems like you've done it a bunch of times.
Yeah, my computer was fucking up. There was some weird thing where a system file got corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the whole recovery console... job.
Was it windows.exe?
Yeah. It was actually just the icon file.
No.
Hey, Windows doesn't have its own icon, does it?
No.
I mean, it does, but it's like,
oh,
you know.
Man. Oh, okay. Now I'm mad, Brian. You just made me realize something that I thought was just so... Ah. So there's a commercial for...
I'm sorry, we don't have time for that. We have a call. Caller, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh.
Commercial for Windows. Okay, what is it?
It's a commercial for Windows. And the tagline for it, it was like, Microsoft fucking Windows, live without walls. And I'm like, what the fuck holds the window up? Stupid.
Like a hook going all the way up to the rafters in the theater?
I guess, but what's holding the rafters up? You need walls. Stupid.
Could just be like a frame.
That's just dumb.
Yeah.
Without a wall, a window is no good. It's just like a piece of glass.
Hey, don't buy a Mac. That operating system has walls.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean, exactly?
I don't know.
So anyway, I repaired the windows, and then it still was fucking up, and I thought, well, here's a good opportunity for me to wipe my computer once again. There's like five programs I install, I just keep them on a different hard disk, and, you know.
That's pretty good.
I don't mind. It doesn't take very long to do. But I tried Tiny XP, which is a hacked XP you can get or do yourself, apparently. And it strips out a lot of the extra crap you don't need out of Windows and makes it run faster and all that kind of thing. And it was good. It actually ran really well. I liked it. But it has some issues, some driver issues.
This is Tech Talk Corner with Brian. Yeah. Talking about the Windows.
Tech Talk.
So my scanner didn't work properly, so I thought I can't really put up with this. And also, it was giving me some networking issues. I couldn't steal music off my roommate's computers.
Well, what? You know, dude, I got network issues all the time, man.
You don't have a Mac in your house, do you?
No.
Yeah, networking between Windows and Mac is stupid. I hate it.
Two DSs and a Wii, though. So
nice.
That's almost a Mac.
Anyway, so that I just wiped that, and I just went back to my original flavor XP Home. Mm-hmm. Which the thing that sucks about that is that you have to do, like, for shit to work properly, there's like Service Pack 1, Service Pack 2, Service Pack 3, all the updates and shit, and like, the first time I did it, what was it? I don't know, but it said, hey, in order... No, I know, I couldn't get online. I couldn't get my wireless going, my wireless dongle. And it said, in order to get this going, you need to upgrade to Microsoft Windows Service Pack 2. And I said, okay, but how do I do that? Because I ain't got internet, assholes.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I couldn't connect to the internet to download the service pack that I needed to connect to the internet.
Is that why you had me convert it to text and call you and read it to you over the phone?
Yes.
That service pack? Renamed to TXT and then... I guess it's a square and then another square.
What's that deaf people phone thing called? TTY?
Yeah.
Titty?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Titty, right?
Yeah, Titty phones.
Titty. Yeah. Oh man, Titty phones. Would that be like headphones, or would that be you know how telephones used to have the voice part and the ear part separate?
Yeah.
And hang on the wall and all that?
Yeah.
It's actually kind of funny how they didn't think to try and put that all together into one unit, huh?
Yeah, I suppose.
But anyway, what if the part that you talked into was just boobs? I'm bouncing.
Oh, I was thinking totally the other way around. I was thinking like boob muffs with speakers in them.
Yeah, that was the other. Yeah. That was the other.
It'd be good for you. Listen to some bassy music, and it would just rumble you firm.
Yeah.
Rumble yourself firm. Titty phones.
Do we have any other sponsors we'd like to thank?
Are you tired of... Dude, Heather was totally a black and white infomercial segment the other day.
I think I was too, but continue.
She threw a Hot Pocket in the microwave, and then like as soon as the timer went off, she tried grabbing it out of there and eating it. She saw like, ow. And it took her forever to just drop it on the table. And, then
she said, wow, this microphone, yeah. This microwave oven really works.
Yeah, basically. What's up? What's
yeah.
Up? Is it okay if I play some Wii?
Yes.
Yay!
Hold on, let me put a poll up on the message board and
yeah, is it okay? Yeah, no, you can. Well, yeah, here, I'll push the button here, and then, but she went. It was so good.
I'm sorry,
too.
The votes are tied 2-2. We have to wait for John Cerruno to come online.
Oh, that's gross.
I'm
because
sorry.
In my brain, I spelled it with a U.
Oh yeah,
online. Taggy. What?
Online.
No. Yeah.
What?
No, oh. But she goes. She's got the hot pocket. She's taking it out of the microwave. You know, she says it's so good. She goes, hot pocket. And when she dropped it on the table, I was like, oh, that's the best. I'm proud of you, lady.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she snarled it down. She thinks there should be some kind of a handling mitt, but I think there should be just like a lock on the microwave, like a cooling down wait time.
Oh,
where you can't
safe.
Open it.
Yeah. Unsafe
that's the American way.
Yeah. Don't trust yourself because you can't be trusted. Let us do it for you.
By the way, it doesn't work. Our safety mechanisms have a failure rate of 80%.
Well, maybe a hot pocket should come on a stick then.
They'd be corn dogs.
Well, but it would be a hot pocket inside.
Corn soup.
Bread maybe bowl, a hot pocket should dog. Come in a cup. Maybe it should have a mug handle, and you eat it like out of a mug or something.
Hot buckets. I want to thank our sponsor, the guy. Oh, I can't think of his name. I just fucked up.
Hmm? Robert Ludlum?
No, stand-up comedian, dude. You know the guy I mean.
Greg Behrendt?
No, it's the shitty guy.
Ah, Patton Oswalt.
No, he's the real... He's bad, but for some reason, he's just adorable.
James Gaffinigan.
You can't help but like him.
Which one?
He's like the lovable, simple oaf of Hot Pockets. He's the lovable oaf. You know the guy. What's his name? Jim Gaffigan.
Well, I already said that.
When?
I said James Gaffinigan, but yeah.
Oh, I can't do that. It works better when you read it.
Okay.
There's been a bunch of those where like I totally miss them the first million times or whatever, but like I guess I can only decipher those in print.
Thanks for taking the blame on it, not going, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's obviously one of my shortcomings.
Oh, gross! I spelled that with an O.
I spelled it with a U. Short.
Shirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else is on the docket?
What's up the junket?
What else is in the news today?
Let me see.
Do you have any Australian news so we don't have to do a show anymore?
Yeah, no doubt. That ate up all of our dead air last night.
Oh my god. What a godsend.
We did get some comments on our segment though.
Oh, read them out.
All right.
I've got this delicious dilemma.
That's it. That's the one we got.
Did she go on? Did she continue on to say that? Must have been Sarah, right?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know who else it could be.
She said something about,
I've always loved my Doritos tortilla chips.
Yep. There you go.
That sounds like a computer saying that.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Bell Labs robot voice reading it to me.
Yeah, let's see what's in the Tom's Twitter today.
I got Dorito.
I don't know. Because over here it sounded like a perfectly fine robot voice. Totally acceptable when I had it read the Tom's Twitter. But then
it sounded like ass, dude.
That was horrible.
I couldn't understand it at all.
It was fine over here, but it recorded weird.
I thought it was just something over Skype, and I thought, oh well, it's probably going to sound okay in post. I'll just pretend that I understood that, and then I listened to it again, and I thought, wow,
Phil doesn't care about anything.
Phil sure fucked that one up again. Still, always.
Oh,
I kid because it's funny.
Yeah. It's going to say that on my headstone, and by headstone I mean written in bleach in the grass on my unmarked grave.
I'm going to write it on your headboard of your bed.
Oh, man, I wish I had a headboard.
You don't have a headboard?
No.
Well, how do the kids know when you're doing it?
Yeah, it was interruptus the other day, man.
Uh-oh.
Our door doesn't even fully close. Like, it closes, and then, like, I put all these weights in front of it, but, like, it's a wood floor, so they just slide. And
why don't you fix your door?
Allison barged in one time there this weekend. Remember when you barged in? Yeah, it was pretty good.
Don't bring it. Oh, man.
And I just, I leapt. You know what I'm saying?
You're not supposed to do that. That makes it worse.
I know. Later, whoever I was with.
It looked like the top of a pizza box opening up with too much cheese on it.
No, that's the... Later, whoever I was with said, why didn't you just pull the blanket up?
Whoever you were with?
Oh, boy. She's going to murder me. Yeah, she's like, why didn't you just pull the blanket up? And I'm like, oh, man.
The blanket had a huge wet spot. It's embarrassing.
Well, like, see, you know, at the time,
I
wasn't
thinking,
like... I didn't want
her to see my elf sheets.
No, my main concern was, I don't want to stop. My second concern was, I don't want her walking in here. So I leapt up to close the door, because then the door is closed again. Then it's, okay, resumption time. But, you know, pulling up the blanket, then I'm going to be thinking about blankets and... sleeping. That's how I sleep, is with the
blanket.
Gonna
be thinking about laundry.
Yeah. What?
What's laundry? Okay.
Crap. I'm getting too excited. Wow. My phlegm's loosening.
Do you need to go take care of something?
My tar's flaking off.
Oh, nice. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Give it a good exfoliate your throat, man.
Yeah. I'm gonna smoke that tar, too.
Tard. Shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't do what? Smoke?
Smoke the herbal cigarettes.
Yeah.
Get some of those little Chewbacco packets and roll those up and smoke that.
Maybe. I don't know. I have wondered about chewing tobacco. Like, well, can you
don't
smoke
wonder
it?
About
can
it.
You?
It's disgusting.
No,
dude.
Not chewing it. Smoking it.
Oh. Yeah.
Because it comes in a lot more flavors.
And also, that shredded kind?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems so appealing to, you know, when people roll the cigarettes with like the shredded tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
pack a top, 98 cents.
I don't do it myself, but it always looks more. I don't know. It's kind of like shredded cheese or something. You know.
Yeah.
It seems like more cooking or not. I don't know how to explain it.
No,
it just seems more exciting
something.
To.
Yeah, I guess. You must really want it.
It's like you're making a burrito or something.
Yeah. It's cooking. You're cooking. You're preparing.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems more interesting and cool to me. Mm-hmm. K, cool with a K.
I want to play Cooking Mama.
Well, it's in that book right there. Open up that zipper book and it's in there.
Is she good at it?
Cooking Mama?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She can play it?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's good at it.
Yeah. And are you going to teach her to play the cleaning up vacuuming game, too?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. No. She's really helpful with that stuff. Like, if she notices someone's cleaning, she always wants to help. And she's a pretty good helper.
And you promised to give her 75 cents on the dollar for her allowance.
No. On the dollar? Oh. What does that even mean?
What?
I'm going to give you a 25% discount on nothing.
Well, I just mean compared to Spencer's allowance.
Yeah, he doesn't get one either.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's
I never had one growing up.
I don't know. Why does he got to have his own money? Isn't that, he never goes anywhere. How's he going to get there? His allowance is me dragging
him
to the store.
Give him the money and then charge him for rides.
Oh, that's something my dad would do. Totally.
Give me all that money back that I just gave you. Oh. Yeah. All I have is 50 cents to play Double Dragon now.
It's got to spit out the other game first, so you got to push the eject button here, and it'll go poot. It'll go poot. There we go. Now you can put that in. No, that's backwards. I got my Wii vertical.
Yeah, anyway. Me too.
Just because you can.
I have my PS3 vertical as well. They're next door to each other.
I've got my 360 vertical.
So that sounds like a sitcom.
360 vertical?
My 360.
Oh yeah. No, so yeah, 360. I've been playing that a little bit.
You got one?
Just a light.
You had one?
Yeah, I got one for Christmas, but it was broken at the time, and so I finally returned
it. It arrived broken out of the box.
Dude, it was. Yeah. It was just the unit in a bag.
It was an Xbox.
Yeah.
Formerly.
Mm-hmm. No, they wanted to get me one, but theirs broke, and Dad wanted a new one, and he wanted it that night. He had to.
So you got the hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you got that fixed, and now you have an Xbox.
It took me 3 months.
How do you enjoy it?
I enjoy it as much as I can, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
what game do you have for it?
Well, I got the Grand Theft Auto there.
That's the only game you need, really.
That came with for free for returning it.
Yeah.
But my dad loaned me a couple games, and one of them is Def Jam Icon. That was pretty fun.
What is that?
It's a fight 'em up game, but it's all
with the rappers.
Raptors. Yeah, it's so good.
Does your dad know who they are?
Yeah, some of them.
Oh. Does he enjoy rap music?
Yeah, sometimes. But no, not really. I'm sure this must be used. I don't know. It's not so much the rappers as my dad just loves black people.
Oh, okay.
He finds them fascinating.
That's why he doesn't have a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Actually, he does have a Nintendo, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got one of them. Dude, he's got an Xbox and a 360 because there's a couple games that they don't have the cross-compatibility enough for him.
He's out of control,
dude. He's totally out of control. He doesn't have a PS3 yet, though, so I should start writing him about that.
You should, so you can go and play... Tell him to get that and Little Big Planet and three extra controllers.
Nubbly Nubbly and all that.
What's that?
The Nubbly Nubbly guy?
Nubby Nubby Boy, yeah, that's pretty good. That's a downloader for $5.
That's hot stuff. That's, I got that. Oh, yeah, this...
really fun.
The Sexbox here
is a lot of fun.
The Sexbox arcade.
Yeah.
So I don't have a hard drive.
Castle Crashers.
It doesn't have a hard drive in it.
You get one. Figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, hard drives are like, well, you can get a 300 gig for $200. You can get a merely 150 gig for whatever.
But they're,
and I'm just like, let me get like...
They're proprietary.
Six gigs. I know.
That you can't just put your hey look I bought a Microsoft Windows based computering guy.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm furious again that
Cobra Commander.
How can
aren't Xbox games compatible with Windows? you know, fools!
It doesn't make any sense. How come you can't play Team Fortress 2 on a thing and on the other thing together?
They think that that means they will sell fewer units. It doesn't. It means you buy one or the other. It doesn't matter. So, but that would increase the funnage rating of the game by a number.
Funnage equals dollars.
And if you increase the number by another number, it equals dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
Equals profit. Profit dollars, if you read the internet.
Dollars
equals
profits.
Anything from the... Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, maybe we should take a call.
Okay.
Let's see.
Can we? Fenway?
Oh wait, how do I do this?
Finster?
Oh, I don't know how to. I don't know if I can add a call to this. Hold on, let me see. Does this work?
Yeah. Looked like it might have. Do it again.
I don't hear that. Oh, my sound effect isn't on.
Just do it again.
Do it again?
Mm-hmm. Just try to connect to that one more time. A boop, bip, 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 bip. Call dropped. A boop, bip, 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 bip.
That's weird.
Hmm.
All right, well, maybe another time.
Yep, another time.
Sorry, but I just lost momentum.
Who was it?
Oh, I was going to call up Steve.
Yeah, caller ID on the thing?
We were just talking about games and stuff, and Steve likes video games. I was talking about video games with Steve, so I thought maybe I'd try and add him on the show, but maybe we'll do that another time.
We should do a whole podcast sometime about video games.
There's not enough of those.
Yeah. Or we should do one
about... And plus, it'd be groundbreaking for us.
Yeah. Totally.
We win an award.
People are, like, sick of hearing about the issues.
I'm bossy.
You know?
Yeah, all the issues are done. What's left?
We read all the issues.
Do you ever get like super duper cripplingly depressed about how much entertainment is important in your life?
No, but everything else.
No. Yeah, it's weird. Sometimes I think about that, like, how much, like, you know, leisure is important throughout history. Everyone's always wanted to have free time to do fun stuff, but man, like, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, all right.
I don't get bummed out about that at all. No way. I don't get bummed about, like, oh, I have to have breakfast.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
I gotta drink coffee. No way. Why would I get bummed out about that? Great.
Yeah, but it's more like...
I watched 3.5 movies yesterday.
But the problem I have is with internet and stuff, news about games and movies and...
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that, you just get so preoccupied with... I mean, I guess it's stuff to look forward to.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you're not that.
There was a time when I was that way about a lot of different bands and records and shows and stuff. So I don't know.
Soon you'll just get excited about books, and then after that, stamps.
Poop. Taking a poop. I already do. Joke's on you, life.
What are you talking about?
What? Excited about taking a poop.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, books, I said. I like, because, you know, right now it's all like... But
oh,
used to be bands
I equate reading a book with taking a poop. Sorry, I misunderstood.
I equate reading a book with being old.
Oh. I want to read more. I really do. I like reading. Every time I pick up a book that I'm interested in, I read them. Hey, reading is awesome, man. It's like a fucking thing in your head. That's like a movie in your head that you don't got to pay for. Yep. And you don't need to download it. It's instant.
No, it's not instant. But,
yeah, I guess
it takes,
not.
It takes forever to read.
It takes a lot longer. Yeah,
totally.
I'm not a bad reader by any stretch, but it's, the amount of time, I don't know. It's a weird thing where, like...
I want to get a T1 line for my read holes.
Exactly. I wish I could just download a book into my head and have already read it.
You can just be I know...
I don't have...
What?
I wish there was a replay in Cooking Mama.
Well, we'll pass that along, sweetie. We get on the horn with the... Yeah, she wants there to be a replay.
Jim Nintendo?
So you can watch the thing you did, you know?
Or Jim Tendo, as we like to call him.
Yeah. Get him on the horn. No, the kids like the replays. That's the thing they like.
Oh. Well, that's good. It's like second game.
Not me. I'm like...
Second
I didn't watch the first time.
Yeah. Not impressive. Anyway, reading is good, but I have the hardest time when I get into a book. I'll read like a bunch, and then as soon as I put it down, I don't pick it up again. So I think my trick is I have to not stop reading it. I have to read something all at once or something. But something.
I'll tell you one thing. That is a problem with me to the max. Is putting something down and then picking back up in short order. That's the thing I can't do.
I do that with everything.
If I'm gonna watch a thing, I gotta watch it all straight on through. If I stop before the end, I'm never gonna watch the rest of it.
Oh, totally. We were talking about the television movie program, computer viewing experience, Step Brothers,
which I did finish yesterday, by the way.
Okay, I did not. I started watching. I watched probably 20-25 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And thought, I think I was watching it before bed, and I thought, oh, I'm kind of tired, I'll just turn this off for now. And then I tried watching it the next day. I said, okay, I'm going to try finishing this movie. And I watched another 10-15 minutes of it, maybe only 10 minutes of it, and turned it off. And I just never picked it up again. It's not that I wasn't really enjoying it. It wasn't great. It didn't...
No, but the incrementalizing it, though, that's not going to help.
It's horrible.
Like, I've been watching that New Adventures of Old Christine, and like it was not... 22 minutes at a time would not have hooked me, but watching it for 6 hours in a row, I was like, okay, all right, yeah, I see.
But you kind of like anything.
Yeah, I fucking watch anything. Dude, do you want to know what movies I watched yesterday?
Yep.
Okay, so I started
Spy
the day
versus
off.
Spy Book Movie Club.
No, it's Spy versus Spy Shame the Fat American. It is no taste.
So you didn't pay for them, did you?
Huh?
Well, you didn't pay for them, didn't you?
Bought the DVRs.
Oh.
They're DVD-Rs. I bought the discs.
You had to burn the discs to watch them?
Huh?
Oh, for your mini player.
I don't have a second monitor, so I watch them on my mini player. And then I maximize my screen, because I've only got an 11-inch screen at that.
What about Always on Top? Hello?
But then then I can't see what's under it.
Move what's under it to the side.
Oh, no, I can't. No.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
But I was working. I mean, it was
what about a virtual double screen? What makes you know how in multiplayer, like Mario Kart, let's say, you have the top screen and the bottom screen for different players. What about just splitting a regular screen in half? You know how when you have two things open in Photoshop or any program in Windows and you tile the windows? What if Windows itself could do that in itself?
I'm sure it can. I bet if we went to Lifehacker right now, it'd be like the fourth thing from the top.
Lifehacker's a good site, dude.
Yeah, totally. I know.
Lifehacker might be my favorite site now. It might have become my favorite site.
Really?
But maybe. I don't know.
Remember when it was GS Fanboy? That was your favorite site for a while, DS Fanboy. And then you got all 1UP.com, and I was like, oh, he's off the deep end now.
I've never read 1UP. Steve, my friend Steve, who I was trying to call about video games, he used to watch the 1UP video podcasts and all that, mm-hmm. and keep up with the, I guess they shut all that shit down. I think they closed down the offices. Aww. But,
Before we forget, because I would hate
so
to leave
I would
people
get the
hanging.
News from him. Anyway, yes, the movies that you watched.
Yeah, because I totally
in order,
forgot. But
in chronological order.
Yeah, chronological order. And the order's not great. But and I started off with Walk Hard, Dewey Cox.
Yeah, that's a good, solid.
That I love that movie.
Funny. Very funny.
I loved the whole thing. It was great. I loved that movie.
Tim Meadows' finest role.
One of them. Sure. I liked how Will Ferrell wasn't in it at all. I kept expecting him to pop up, and he didn't, and that was cool.
Yeah, but everyone else was in it.
Jack Black as Elvis was... Jack White as Elvis, Jack Black as Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
It was super great. It's a fun movie. But then after that, I watched something else.
Step Brothers. did you ever read Mike Allred's Red Rocket 7?
No.
You should read that. You should try and find that and read that.
Okay.
It's all about music bands and stuff.
My brother really liked that too. He told me to read that.
Bowie and Beatles and stuff. Yeah,
I'll read the analog book of that.
Yeah, I have the books of them, and I would lend them to you if you would ever come over to my house.
I'm gonna eat a block of cheese, so then I'm guaranteed to have enough time to read the whole thing in one sitting.
that's
what I'm gonna do.
Do a bag of cheese. Go to your local 7-Eleven and get a bag of cheese.
You ever see those guys, they roll their own cheese? Yeah. It's like...
Yeah.
Cheese cigarettes.
Yeah. Smoking cheese, man. Oh, that kind of sounds good.
Nacho cigarettes.
Those are mine. Okay. Anyway.
No, baby. Yes, you only want file one.
Walk Hard is a Steve Rule movie.
There's no recipes unlocked in those other ones, dear. You've got to do that one if you want to play your unlocked recipes.
Yeah, so then I watch Step Brothers.
Okay, right, which I didn't finish, but I thought, hey, I could see why this is probably entertaining. It seemed not bad.
It was not bad. It was stupid.
100% of your daily Steenburgen intake.
Not only that, man. I mean, I got it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
What
do you... You got a review for that?
That's pretty good.
Thumb up?
Yeah, thumb pretty good up. I mean... I like those two clowns or whatever together. It's fine. So yeah,
put it on while you draw. Put it on while you do dishes.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Like, I didn't sit and watch any of these movies.
You weren't eyes peeled.
No, it was back and to the left of my monitor, like while I was working. So
you would probably be the person I know that would most benefit from glasses that had a little video screen in the corner of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be that
anyway.
Guy.
Yeah.
Then after that, oh, I'm so ashamed. And I don't even know why. I was like, I think I tricked myself or something. I was like doing like playing a practical joke on myself. Or maybe I was trying to be, you know, ironic to myself or something.
Yeah.
But I watched You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Uh-oh.
And I hate Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I know.
And then also I hate Middle Eastern impressions. And
oh,
then
yeah.
It was a compounded menagerie.
But
of
you do love Rob Schneider.
Oh no, he was in there too. Oh no, God, no, no. It was so I loved it though.
Rob Schneider is the luckiest man on earth.
It was like that one movie that I really liked, but ruined.
Right.
Zoolander.
The other hairdresser. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
I could see that.
Yep.
Yeah, I could watch Zoolander again.
Oh, me too. I could stumble into that movie.
You know what's great about that movie?
Hmm.
Well, you know, whatever. But my deal with Will Ferrell.
Soundtrack?
Wilf.
The gaffing?
If you have Will Ferrell as a supporting character,
mm-hmm.
it's instant win. Like old school, he's not the lead, right?
He
sprinkled in there. It's good. It's good.
Getting on that stick.
Yeah, that's definitely better than the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Probably. Anyway, I like Will Ferrell in a supporting role, but when he's the lead, sometimes it's hit and miss.
Do you want me when I start cooking?
Let's go.
tell you when that frying pan's gonna burn? Yeah. Oh, this can one, though, you gotta go like this. You gotta go to open the can.
So Zohan is a thumbs down.
Zohan was a big thumbs down, and it was...
You just didn't turn it off, huh?
Couldn't just not have anything on.
Would you ever, say, for instance, if you ever in your life again went to a movie theater, mm-hmm.
I will.
Yeah.
But not for the watch.
If a movie's bad, do you walk out?
I've never once done that. The only time I walked out is when I went and saw Ants on mushrooms.
Okay.
That's the only time I left the movie.
Doesn't count.
It wasn't the movie, so. You know, it made me leave.
I don't think I've ever...
Yeah, I watched half of The Rocker last night, too.
The Rocker?
Yeah, Rainn Wilson movie.
Uh-oh. He's
the drummer. Yeah.
That doesn't look good at all.
Yeah.
What happened with... You started off with something that was decent, you ended off with something that was not at all good?
I don't know. The Rocker's better than Zohan, but it's... I don't know, yeah. No, it was a carnival of failures movie.
The Rocker is a horrible name for a movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. But tonight, you know what I got in store for me?
The Rock and Walking
Tall. The Mummy Returns.
What's the movie with The Rock in it? Walking Tall? Standing Tall?
Standing
Tall on the Wings of Our Dreams?
Riding Tall? Walking?
Stand Hard?
Walk Tall? No.
Lockjaw.
Rock. Dwayne. Hard. Dwayne Hard.
Rock the... Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Morning Wood joke. You gotta go Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, okay. So that was the four movies you watched?
Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. That was when I heard it work.
That's pretty good.
Other time I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did I like it? Is that the question?
I don't know what the question is.
My answer is yes. Wait, what's
the Rocker?
My answer?
Wait, I don't know.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, God.
No, but tonight...
So that's movie wrap-up.
Tonight's quad feature...
Yeah.
...is Ghost Rider, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, Transformers.
All right.
Yep. Just a big garbage can of... Yeah. I don't read that comic. That's the other thing. If Watchmen was an ongoing series, I would not read it now.
I support you, but I do not support the choice that you've made.
Yeah? Do you think I should have something else on? Like, okay, I'm working, but I'm also kind of watching these movies. But then, like, I should have, like, maybe these should be my background movies. Like, I should maybe watch, like, a documentary on one screen and then have, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I should just play the zombie game. Maybe I should watch all those movies at once.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No? In tiled windows? Just get it all over with.
Yeah.
That might not be that bad, really. Hello?
Anyway, I'm probably going to go try to see Watchmen this weekend. I'll let you know how it turns out.
Oh, yeah. No, that movie looks dope, dude. I can't wait.
I'm thinking maybe I should read the book first. What do you think?
No.
Maybe I'll read it at work this weekend.
It'll give away...
Don't tell anyone I said that.
What?
Don't tell anyone I said that I'm planning on maybe reading the book at work.
No, I know.
If I can find someone to borrow the book from, I don't know.
They'll shit test you, dude.
Hmm?
They'll shit test you.
Shit test?
Mm-hmm.
You mean?
You know, when you're suspected of taking substances, they test your shit for substances.
Oh. Okay, sure.
Turns out piss is too easy to fake, so.
That's true.
That's right.
Hey, here's a thing that my friend Steve and his friend Emily, they are, I don't want to make this a feature or anything, because it's from another podcast where this is a feature. Mm-hmm. But I thought this was good. It's what do you prefer? Not would you rather, but what do you prefer in life, in the world? Would you prefer nuclear war, nuclear holocaust, or zombie holocaust? Have to pick one. Which one you want?
Have to pick one.
Yeah.
Zombie holocaust, nuclear holocaust. And this is remotely...
It's going to happen to you. You're going to live it.
Going to happen to me.
Yeah.
It's not like going to, like, it's going to happen, just not, like, in your yard. Like, what would I wish on other people?
You're going to be deeply entrenched in it.
Okay, so I'll be fine. I won't be a zombie, and I won't be nuked.
Necessarily. Well, you might.
Nobody doesn't like necessarily.
Sarah Lee Bauer?
Yeah, that's the other way I was going to go with it, of course.
Okay, good.
Sure, zombies, sure.
You would prefer zombies?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because, you know, radiation poisoning, that's some sick... It's terrible. No. The nukes is
you might
awful.
You might survive that.
Well, yeah,
but
sure.
But do you think you will ever survive zombies?
No, but it's one of those things where it's like, well, nuclear holocaust, yeah, that's coming for sure. I mean, that's fact. That's science fact.
Doesn't matter.
The curious dude in me goes like, zombies, huh? Yeah, I guess I would like to see that.
But you don't know if they're going to be slow zombies or 28 days later zombies?
Yeah.
Or Left 4 Dead spitting tongue zombies?
Yeah.
Fat guy barfing on you?
I'm not going to leave the house regardless. I don't give a shit which one of those happens. I get my groceries delivered.
There's a chance you're going to die by being eaten by a bunch of guys.
But you are. All right.
Or there's a chance that you might have your skin melt off, I guess.
Yeah. No, I would take the zombie thing, because then at least I would stand a shot at being a zombie. You know?
I guess.
Maybe it's great.
Maybe it's good. You know how, like in old movies with vampires, they're all like, don't let the vampire get you. You'll turn into a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That whole thing. As a kid, I was always thinking, wow, I don't know. They seem to be having a good time.
Wouldn't
you don't
everyone
get
be vampires by now, then?
Huh?
If that was really the case, wouldn't everyone be vampires by now?
Maybe we are. Maybe everyone else is but you. Maybe you're not part of the club.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You show up in your umpire costume. You're like, okay, guys, I'm here for the party.
Aw. That's a groaner. That's what that is.
All right.
I think we should, we're well over time again already.
Want to do some locker jokes to close it out?
I suppose, man. I don't know. Splat. There's like, we keep doing this.
I suppose makes you get half slimed.
What? No, I said I don't know before that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Dad?
What you want, girl?
I'm bossy. I want to watch another thing.
Yeah? What do you want to watch?
I don't know.
You want to watch Don't Mess with the Zohan?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, you don't.
That makes one of you.
I'm going to teach you a lesson. You can watch it.
I'm still in love with you, oh baby, mom.